Listening Library presents How It Feels to Float by Helena Fox. Read for you by Candace Moll. For Anna. Part 1. At 3 in the morning when I can't sleep, the room ticks over in the dark. And all I have for company is the rush of words coming up fast. Like those racehorses you see on television, poor things. And when their hearts give out, they are laid on the ground and shot dead behind a blue sheet. At 3 a.m., I think of hearts. I think of candy hearts and carved tree hearts and hummingbird hearts. I think of hearts in bodies and the rhythm inside us we don't get to choose. I lay my hand over mine. There it is. It beat beats, beat beat beats, skips a beat beat beat, beat beat beats. A heart is a mystery and not a mystery. It hides under ribs, pumping blood. You can pull it out, hold it in your hand, squeeze. It wants what it wants. It can be made of gold, glass, stone. It can stop any time. People scratch hearts into benches, draw them onto fogged windows, tattoo them on their skin, believe the story they tell themselves, that hearts are somehow bigger than muscle, that we are something more than an accidental arrangement of molecules.